This is your New Year's song. It won't be very long. Happy New Year! Speaking of food, 7 years ago, Pastor Kevin got me hooked on sushi. We don't judge each other over food. This morning, we're making history by participating in a communion service. We're joining with the church throughout the ages, the church that is around the world today. We are part of something huge, the church, the body of Christ. We are also making history here this morning in that this is the first communion service of this year for our church. This is big. I thought it would be important for us to consider the meaning of the word communion. This has been called the Lord's table, the Lord's supper, the Last Supper, the communion service. Communion, what is it? It is well known that the Greek word koinonia is translated both fellowship and communion, depending on its usage. What is communion? It has several meanings. The first is that communion means a close, intimate relationship. It is a spiritual union. A spiritual union is much closer than any earthly or physical union. It is like the communion in the Godhead. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. They love one another. It is a close, intimate relationship. And that is what we have this morning. We are doing something physical because we have a spiritual reality. We have a communion of unity, a communion of oneness, a communion of togetherness, a communion of love and grace. What a wonderful, marvelous privilege we have in communion. It is a close, intimate relationship with the Lord and with each other. Secondly, communion is sharing. The Lord shared himself with us and still does. The Father shared his love. Christ gave his life. The Holy Spirit presently this morning, here and now, gives himself to us. He shares. We share in the benefits of the cross. We have a common union through the cross. We have the same Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Bible, salvation. We share. And as you eat the bread and drink the cup this morning, share with him. Talk to him from your heart and tell him you appreciate him. You admire him. You adore him. You worship him. You share with him. And we share with one another. We are in the body of Christ together. We are brothers and sisters. When I first started going to church back in the year 1948, I had not been in church, but I noticed that they were calling each other brother and sister. It was a very common thing. I was really pleased about that. And I thought, these Christians really mean it. They call each other brother and sister. I wish we could renew it in the modern church. We share. Thirdly, communion means gift. The fact that the Lord God Almighty, the Holy One, would have communion with us is truly a gift. It is the gift of grace. And we only have communion because of the cross. No human being, in and of himself or herself, is worthy of communion with the Holy One. No one here is more worthy of communion than another. It is all by the gift of grace. So we are together as we eat the bread and drink from the cup. Know that we are in an intimate relationship with the Lord. We share together, and we have the privilege of his gift. Now in Matthew chapter 26, in Mark chapter 14, in Luke chapter 22, we have the record. Christ meeting with the disciples, sharing the Jewish Passover feast, a celebration of the deliverance from slavery in Egypt. After supper, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you. Take it and eat, and do this in remembrance of me." And so we eat together. Amen. And then he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Take, drink, and do this in remembrance of me." And so we drink together. Amen. If ever I love thee more, Jesus, it's now. Amen.